107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Today is Valentine's Day, and it's also Black History Month. Joining us on the phone lines from Stratford Public Library is Emma Brommer. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Jamie.
Thank you so much for joining us today. It is Black History Month, and Stratford Public Library is celebrating with some incredible book recommendations. Now, Emma, these were books that were chosen by you, is that right?
Yeah, so I've put together a list that focuses on Black writers and activists, so nonfiction titles. But other staff have made a lot of other lists, including authors of fiction. There's a children's list. There's plenty up there on our website.
Okay, and of course, we'll share the listings available for you on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And Emma, did you have a particular focus on Canadian authors with this?
Yeah, so for these few, I selected Canadian authors, just because I think it's important for us to also read from our national perspective, because it can be saturated with the U.S. So, yeah.
So, Emma, what would you like to spotlight today in terms of, it's a great looking list. What would you like to spotlight? Any books that really stand out for you?
Yeah, so one of the ones that I think is a good read is Desmond Cole's The Skin We're In. So Desmond Cole is a Toronto-based journalist and activist. And in 2015, he made a lot of waves when his story, The Skin I'm In, was published in Toronto Life magazine, and it detailed his experience with police profiling and carding. The Skin We're In details 2017 Black activism, and he kind of does it in chapters from January to December. It's an interesting read.
And there's also one that focuses on southwestern Ontario, is that right?
Yeah, so attorney Nee Martis, she wrote a book called They Said This Would Be Fun, and she's a Toronto-based journalist and editor, and she chronicles in her book her experience as one of the few Black students at the University of Western Ontario, and that's where she attended her undergraduate.
So there are some great books on this list with Stratford Public Library celebrating and spotlighting Black History Month. And Emma, for you and the staff there, I imagine this is always an incredible journey, reading through these books and discovering these books as well.
Yeah, it's always a challenge to pick which ones we think should be featured on any given year. I've tried to keep it pretty current because there's always good things coming out.
And there's so much resources and material available with Stratford Public Library. Again, you can celebrate Black History Month with some great recommendations with Emma and the good folks at Stratford Public Library. And Emma, we should remind folks that, of course, there's the online resources and online stuff available, but you can also physically, in person, drop by the library.
Yes, we are open. Come on in.
Absolutely. There you go. There's your invitation right there. Stratford Public Library, come on in. And so, Emma, if they'd like some more details, can we direct to folks to the website?
Yeah, so you can reach our book list at spl.bibliocommons.com, but you can also visit our website at stlibrary.ca.
All right, Emma Brommer with Stratford Public Library, spotlighting and celebrating Black History Month with some great recommendations. Emma, thank you so much for your time, and say hi to everybody at Stratford Public Library for us.
I'll do that. Thanks, Jamie.